More in Shabbos, in Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Beis, discusses the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, and the Gemara says that mitzvoso, the mitzvah of Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, is mishatishka achama, from shkiyas achama, ad shetichlo regel min ashuk, until people are not present anymore in the marketplace. In other words, until the public is not anymore on the streets. So the Gemara asks on that the ad kama. What does it mean, ad shetichlo regel min ashuk? What does it mean until people aren't anymore wandering around in the streets? So the Gemara redefines this time period, and the Gemara says that Omar Rabba Bar Bar Chana Omar Rabbi Yechanan, the Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, Ad Dechalia Rigla De Tarmudoi, until the Tarmudoi go home, until the Tarmudoi disappear from the streets. Who are the Tarmudoi? So Rashi says that the Tarmudoi were a certain nation, Shem Umat, a certain group of people, Malakte Eitzim Dakim. And what they used to do was they used to collect twigs and thin pieces of wood which were used as fuel and as lighting material. Umis Akvim Beshuk, and they used to be the last people who would hang around in the marketplaces. Ad shehochim b'nei ashuk lebateihem mi shechasheicho umavirin b'bateihem oir, because they waited until everybody else who was doing business in the marketplace would go home, and it was night, and the people who went home had to have light and fuel in their houses. And when they got home, they realized that they didn't have enough, or they didn't have at all. And therefore, kishesrichim leitzim, when these people who went home would now need fuel, yeitzim, they would go back to the marketplace, v'kainim mehem, and they would buy from the Tarmudoi, who would stay there later than everybody else, in order to sell this lighting material to the people who now realized that they needed it because their homes were dark. So the Tarmudoi were the last people who left the marketplace. They were the last people who were hanging around in public at night. And once the Tarmudoyim packed up and went home, there was absolutely nobody around. Therefore, there would be no Pirsumei Nisa anymore, because there would be nobody to light your Hanukkah lights for. And therefore, says the Gemara, the shiur of Tichle Regel Min Ashuk is the shiur, according to Rashi, of when these Tarmudoi have gone home. That's how Rashi understands what the Gemara is saying here. The Rif quotes this Gemara, and the Rif also has the question, who were these Tarmudoi and what were these Tarmudoi, that the Gemara uses them as the defining factor of Tichle Regel Min Ashuk. And the Rif says that there was a certain type of wood which was used as fuel and which was used for lighting, and that wood was called Tarmudoi. Tarmuda, actually, that was what the wood was called. And the people who dealt in this type of wood, the business people who sold and bought this type of wood, this type of fuel, were called, the wood was called Tarmuda, and the people who dealt with it were called Tarmudoi. And these people, says the Rif, used to stay misakvin ad achar shkia sachama. They would hang around after shkia when it was getting dark in order to be able to sell this fuel for people to use as lighting, in the same way as Rashi said. And the Rif says they used to hang around ad achar shkia sachama until after sunset, k'moy chatzi shor, approximately for a half an hour, ad shemagim lebateihem, because they would wait till people got home and realized that they had no fuel, and then come back and buy this wood from them. And this was Be'erech, a period of time, says the Rif. This was approximately about a half an hour. So the shear of Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Hashuk, which the Gemara defines as being until the Talmudai pack up and close shop, is, says the Rif, approximately a half an hour. Kamoi Chatzi Shoh means approximately a half an hour. In other words, it's not exactly a half an hour. In other words, you can't take your stopwatch and time it to be exactly half an hour, because it depended. Sometimes a little bit more, sometimes a little bit less. So we take as a cut-off point approximately a half an hour after Shkia to be the time when these Talmudoi would pack up and go home. And therefore, Chazal, when they wanted to be Kaveya, the shear of Hadlaka, from when till when can you light Neiris Hanukkah? So Chazal were Kaveya that it's from Shkia until the point in time when the Talmudoi pack up and go home. And the point in time when the Talmudoi pack up and go home is approximately a half an hour after Shkia. That's how the Rif understands the Gemara. The Rambam in Perek Dalad of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Hey brings this Gemara Halacha Lemaisa, and the Rambam paskens the following in Perek Dalad Halacha Hey of Hilchos Chanukah: Ein madlikin neiris Chanukah kodim shetishka hachamo. You can't light neiris Chanukah before Shkia. Ela im shkiyasa. But you should light the Neiris Chanukah, according to the Rambam, at Shkia. Leima achrin v'le makdimim. You shouldn't light it after Shkia, and you shouldn't light it before Shkia. Shochach oy hezid. If a person forgot to light the Chanukah lights at the correct time, in other words, he forgot, or hezid, he b'mezid, didn't light, for whatever reason it may be, at the correct time, V'loi hidlik im shkia sachama, so it works out that he's not lighting his Chanukah lights at shkia sachama. Madlik v'hoylech, you can still light at any point in time, ad shetichle regel min ashuk, until the last people have left the marketplace. V'kama hu's manze, and how much is this time frame of ad shetichle regel min ashuk? What period of time, says the Rambam, are we talking about? Says the Rambam, k'moi chatzi shah, approximately a half an hour, oy yaisa, or more than half an hour. Now when the Rambam says, k'moi chatzi shah, approximately a half an hour, oy yaisa, or more, Peshet Pshat is that the Rambam says half an hour or a bit more. You'll ask me, why does the Rambam say approximately half an hour and a bit more? Lichura, it seems to be a needless repetition. The word approximately means a little bit less or a little bit more. So what does the Rambam mean when he says approximately half an hour or more? Seems to be an unnecessary repetition. So I would answer you that this is the style of the Rambam. The Rambam, when he gives Shi'urim, the style of the language of the Rambam is that he always gives the Shi'ur, and then he always says, or more. So you ask me, how do I know this? So the answer is the following. In the beginning of Perek Yud Dalet of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam is talking about what is a Rishus HaYochid. Right? So Gemara in Erevin, what is a Rishus HaYochid? So the Rambam says, V'eiz a Rishus HaYochid, what's considered to be a Rishus HaYochid? Tel Shogavoya Asar Tvachim, it's a mound which is 10 tfochim high, v'reichev abo tfochim al abo tfochim, and it's 4 by 4 in its area, oy yesa, or more. So you see, the Rambam's giving a shear for Eresh HaYochid, and what does he say? Eresh HaYochid is 4x4 or more. That's the style of the Rambam. When he gives a shear, he says, Oy, Yeser, or more. In the second parak of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam's talking about somebody who is leading an animal on a rein on Shabbos. The tzorich sheyiyeh achevel shemipi abahema ad yodai, the rope which you're leading the animal with has to be from the mouth of the behema until the hand of the person who's leading it. Gevoya min ha'oretz, it has to be above the ground, says the Rambam, tefach, a tefach, oi, yesa, or more. In Perek Tesvov of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam's talking about a tzoras ha-pesach. Again, a Gemara in Eiruvin. And the Gemara says that the definition of the tzoras ha-pesach is it's two upright beams and a cross beam. Says the Rambam, the two upright beams have to be a minimum of 10 tfachim, oi, yesa, or more. In Perek Kaftes of Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam's talking about Kiddush. And the Rambam says, how do you make Kiddush? You take a kais which can or has a volume of machzik revius, that has a volume of a revius, or yesa, or a little bit more. In Hilchos Brachos, the Rambam is again talking about Birchas Hamazon on a kais, and the Rambam says, take a kais which is machzik bracha, well, machzik revius, oi, yesa. So again, the Rambam uses this expression. In Hilchos Sukkah, the Rambam is talking about Noi Sukkah. And he says you have to be careful when you put your Noi Sukkah where you put them. And the Rambam there is talking about where you hang your Noi Sukkah from the roof of the Sukkah. Says the Rambam, if your Noi Sukkah are hung from the roof of the Sukkah, Arba Tvachim, four Tvachim, oi, yesa, or a little bit more than four Tvachim. Then the Rambam Hilchos Sukkah brings us the halacha of Schach, which is Medublo. And the Rambam says, if it had a Reichav of a Tefach, oi, yesa. Then the Rambam talks about a Sukkah al Gabe Sukkah. The Rambam talks about what happens if a guy builds one sukkah on top of another sukkah. The Rambam says the bottom sukkah would be pasul. Says the Rambam, "Bamed dvarim amurim shatachtayne psula." When is the bottom sukkah pasul? B'shahaya gavei cholol el yoino. If the cholol of the upper sukkah is asara tvachim, oi, yesa. In Hilchos Lulav, the Rambam is talking about the Dalet Milim, and how do you put together your Lulav? Your Lulav consists of a Lulav, an Adasim, and Aravos. Says the Rambam, Im Ogeda Lulav, if you bound together your Aravos and your Adasim and your Lulav, Tzorech Sheyeshedro Shel Lulav Yetze Min HaHadas VaArova, the Lulav has to stick out from the Hadasim and from the Aravos. How much? Says the Rambam, Tefach, Oi, Yesa. The Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah talks about an esrog that has a hole in it. There's two types of holes in an esrog. There's a hole which is mefulish, it goes right the way through the esrog from one end to the other. Then you've got a hole which doesn't go the right way through it, and it goes halfway through. Says the Rambam, if you have a hole in an esrog which is not mefulish, im hoyo ki iser, if it was the diameter of a coin called an Issa. Oy, oy, sir. Or a little bit more, puzzle. Now, I could keep going. Because in Hilchos Shemitah, there are four places where the Rambam does the same thing. And the Rambam gives Shi'urim, and he says, oy, oy, sir, which seems to be a general principle that whenever the Rambam gives a Shi'ur, he says, don't take it to in its literal sense, it means a minimum of this, but if it's more, it's more. If it's more, it's a very good. So in Mela, Bashkofa Rishayna, when you look at this Rambam in Hilchos Chanukah at the first glance, and you see the Rambam says that the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a half an hour or more, Nishkefelech, it's no great big deal. This is the language of the Rambam. The Rambam consistently, when he says shirim, he says, this is the shir or more. The problem is that there were two very unique people who disagreed with me completely. And who maintained that this is not stam, a language of the Rambam. But the Rambam is actually saying something here in Hilchos Tanakha when the Rambam says a half an hour or more. Who are these two people? Two very famous people. One was the Chofetz Chaim, and one was the Brisker Rav. They totally disagreed with me. They maintain that the Rambam, when he says Chatzi Shor a Yoser in connection with Hadlakas Ner Chanukah, is saying something which has very big ramifications in Halacha, as we will see in a moment. And this is not just stam a signan lashon. So the first question that crosses one's mind is, why all of a sudden did the Chofetz Chaim and the Brisker Rav get very excited about this Rambam here, where the Rambam says a half an hour or more, and yet we have 10, 11, 12 or 14 Rambams, and there's probably more. I'm sure somebody who has a computer program can find out more. Right? I haven't got a computer program in the Rambam, so I don't know. But if you just look around the basic shiurim, you find this, but I'm sure there must be more. Why is it in all the other places nobody gets excited at all? Wherever the Rambam says a shir, ke'isa or yaisa, if he says ke'revias or yaisa, nobody gets excited. Nobody says, oh, the Rambam was saying a world-shattering thing. Everybody says, oh, it's a lashon Rambam. Here all of a sudden, Chofetz Chaim, the Brisker Rav got very tense when they saw that the Rambam says ke'chatzi shor yaisa. So the answer to Chur is poshet. The answer is that in all the places where the Rambam says Ayyoyser, it doesn't constitute a problem because there's no inherent contradiction. In all those places, pshat is there is a minimum, and if it's more than the minimum, then matayv manoyim. In other words, if the minimum that you need for Kiddush is a revius, right, then nobody objects if Rabbi Kaufman drinks 20 reviusen, right? Tov elo brocha, right? So let him drink 20 reviusen, right? In other words, if we say that the psul of an esrog is, there's a hole in it, which is diameter is an isur, then a valid gevis, if the hole in the esrog is 4 times that diameter, then a valid gevis, it's possible, unless you ask in certain poskim. But a valid gevis, it's possible, right? So, there's no inherent steer between saying, ayyasa. Here, legabe neiris chanukah, there's an inherent contradiction here in the Rambam. Why? Because if the Rambam says that the shir of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah is a half an hour, right? That means that a half an hour is a mitzvah. After half an hour, there's no mitzvah anymore. Now, according to those Rishonim who are of the opinion that the Yisurim that exist klape the oil of the Ner Chanukah, our own example, you're not allowed to have anor from the and various other halachas that exist in connection with the neir of Chanukah. If you're going to say that according to those Rishonim who are maintained, and there are very many who do, that the Issa is only kolzman, it's the time of the mitzvah, once the time of the mitzvah has gone by, there's no Issa anymore, then there's an inherent stira here in the Rambam. Because mimonoshach, if the Rambam holds k'moy chatzi shor, that the shir is a half an hour approximately, right? Then the shir of the mitzvah is a half an hour. After the half an hour, do what you like with the light of the neiris. But if the Rambam's coming along and saying, are you Aser? So what's the Rambam saying? That it can be even more than half an hour, which is also considered to be part of the mitzvah. If more than half an hour is also considered to be part of the mitzvah, then you can't do what you like with the light of the Menorah. So if so, the fact that the Rambam here says k'moy chatzi shor or yoser seems to constitute an inherent contradiction. There are two people that are aimed on this lashon of the Rambam. The first is the Chofetz Chaim. Where? In Mishneh Berurah. In Bir HaLocha. Actually, the Rambam, the Chofetz Chaim in Bir HaLocha, is not actually talking about this specific halacha of the Rambam. The Bir HaLocha is dealing with a different problem. And his problem is the following problem. The Bir Halacha raises the following question. What happens if let's start from the beginning. The Shulchan Aruch paskens, Ein Madlikin Ner Chanukah Kodem Shetishka Hachama. You don't light Neir's Chanukah before Shkia, but you can light Neir's Chanukah, says the Mechaber, until the end of Shkia. Lo Pachas V'lo Yaisa. In other words, you can't be Ma'acher and you can't be Magdim, says the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Bir Halacha, so the Mishnah comes on and says the following. From the Mechaber, it seems, the Mechaber says you light Seif Shkia, which means that you're lighting at the end of Shkia, which is Seif Kechovim. Says the Bir Halacha, a guy who is makpid to daven Ma'ariv any day, every day, at Seif Kechovim. Right, there are certain people who are makpid that they daven Ma'ariv the minute it's Seif Kechovim. This guy has this minig. He davens Ma'ariv, Seif Kechovim. On Chanukah, he has a problem in front of him. Mitzad Echad, he's got a minig that he davens Ma'ariv at Seif Kechovim. Mitzad Sheni, on a normal day, this doesn't constitute a problem. Come Seif Kechovim, find yourself a minion and daven Ma'ariv. But on Chanukah, he's got a problem because the minute it hits Seif Kechovim, he has a chiyuv of hadlokas ner Chanukah. So what does he do? Does he light ner Chanukah, or does he first daven Ma'ariv and then light ner Chanukah? Now we're talking about a guy who is makpid to daven Ma'ariv every day with the Teisa Kechovim. Obviously, if he davens Ma'ariv every day at 11 o'clock at night, he hasn't got a problem. Light your ner Chanukah and daven Ma'ariv like you normally do at 11 o'clock at night. Unless you have a particular minig that Chassidim have of lighting dafka after Ma'ariv, even if you don't normally daven Ma'ariv with Teisa Kechovim, but that's a whole different parsha. But the Pashta Halacha, you're going to have a problem. What do you do? Says the Bir Halacha, Eich Yasa, what's this guy meant to do? So you'll tell me, no problem. Let him light his Ner Chanukah and daven Ma'ariv afterwards. So even though he's got a minig that he normally daven's Ma'ariv bizman, during Chanukah he won't daven Ma'ariv bizman. Big deal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, no, that's a problem. Why? Because Lidchais Tfilas Arvis Mishum Zeh Gam Kein Eine Kedai. Interesting language. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not Kedai to be Doich Ma'ariv. Why? The Yesh Bo Mitzvahs Kriyishma Shehi Doraisa. Because it comes out you're being Doicha a mitzvah deraisa of Kriyishma at the first available opportunity, which is deraisa, Kriyishma Shel Arvis, at the expense of a mitzvah derabbanan. That doesn't make sense. Second of all, says the Chafetz Chaim, there's another halacha which comes into play. There's a principle always that if you were faced with two mitzvahs, one is a mitzvah which is on a daily basis, or on a regular basis, and the other one is a mitzvah which is not on a regular basis. What do you do first? You always do the mitzvah which is on a regular basis. Therefore, tode v'sheine, tode, tode kaidem. Ma'ariv is a regular basis. Most Jews daven Ma'ariv every day. Chanukah is only once a year, for 8 days. Therefore, lichuri, you should daven Ma'ariv first, because of tode v'sheine, tode, tode kaidem. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, v'al kein nirali, says the Mishnah Berurah, it would appear to me, the ish kazeh, that such a person, bevadai, min anochen shiadlik kaidem Ma'ariv. I would suggest, says the Chafetz Chaim, that he should first light his Ner Chanukah, and then he should daven Ma'ariv. Why? Says the Chafetz Chaim, I'll give you a number of reasons. He says, first of all, because there are shittas that hold that lechatchila you should be noeg like this. The girl who says that that you light earlier than Seisei Kechovim. So there are shittas that you light before Seisei Kechovim. That's number one. Number two, even says the Mishnah Berurah, according to those shittas that you light Seisei Kechovim, namely the Torah, who paskens, and that's where the Mechaber gets it from, that you light Seif Shkia. I will prove to you, says the Mishnah Berurah, I'm not going to go into this, but the Mishnah Berurah says to you, I will prove to you that he's also of the opinion that you can light before Seisei Kechovim. Even the Torah says that you have to light with Seisei Kechovim, that's on the Chatchila. But the Torah would be masking that half an hour before Tosek Echovim, you can light. And Bifrat, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rambam, who writes in Perek Dalad of Hilchos Chanukah Halacha Hey, that you light with the Shkia for a little bit more than a half an hour. So Avada Gevist, you can light before Tosek Echovim, according to the Shita of the Rambam. The Yadua, and everybody knows the Shita of the Rambam, says the Mishnah Berurah, the mitzvah's hadloka, that the mitzvah of hadlokas ner Chanukah, rak, is only kechatzi shor oima at yoisa. The Rambam Shita is that you can only light Neiris Chanukah a little bit more than a half an hour. Ve'im ovar zeh hazman, says the Mishnah Berurah, according to the Rambam, if you've gone by your half an hour with a little bit more, shuv loy yadlik oid, then you know how to light. And in yadlik, according to the Rambam, if a person would light the Shah Seisek Echovim, Eina Yetze Klal Mitzvah Sadloka Ladasa Rambam. According to the Rambam, you're not Yetze. So the Chofetz Chaim understood that when the Rambam says, Chatzi Shor Yoisa, the Rambam is giving you the shear, the definitive shear of Adlokas Ner Chanukah. The definitive shear of Adlokas Ner Chanukah is a little bit more than a half an hour. And after that period of time, you can't light, and if you do light, it's nothing. And therefore, if a guy, according to the way in which the Shabura understood the Rambam, lights his Neiris Chanukah, and with the Shkia, and they burn for a half an hour, plus a little bit of more time, he's been yoyser the mitzvah, and afterwards he can be neher from the neher, and he can do what he likes, because the mitzvah is already over, the zman ha-mitzvah has finished. And therefore, he can put it out, if he wants to, a little bit after the half an hour, he can be neher from it. But, according to the Mishnah Berurah, if he timed himself exactly a half an hour, that wouldn't be enough. And if he timed himself in exactly a half an hour, he wouldn't be allowed to put it out, and he wouldn't be allowed to be neher from it, because the shear is a half an hour and a little bit more. That's how the Chofetz Chaim understood the Rambam. The Briska Rav understood the Rambam differently. There are two versions of what the Briska Rav said, as far as I could find. There's one version where the Briska Rav said what he said as a response to somebody. Chaim Aaron Torchin, who was the Talmud of the Briska Rav, brings that he said over a shtickel Torah to the Briska Rav, and in response to what he said to the Briska Rav said to him that you're trying to say is mefurish in the Rambam. In other words, that the Briska Rav was saying, not a chiddush in the Rambam on his own accord, but he was saying a response to what this gentleman was saying to him. Rav Dov Soloveitchik brings it slightly differently. He brings it as if Kielu, the Briska Rav himself, had a mahalach here in the Rambam with a raya from somewhere else. However it is, the Yesod HaDover is the same Yesod. And the Yesod HaDover is that the Briska Rav learnt a very interesting pshat here in the Rambam. He learnt pshat in the Rambam as following. Based on a ritzvah, there is a shittas ritzvah, and the ritzvah shittah is, it's a ritzvah in Shabbos, in this sugya here of Talmudoi, and the ritzvah's shittah is that when Chazal came along, and Chazal said that the shiur is kishiur Talmudoi, Chazal was telling us that if you want to know for how long your Neiris Chanukah have to burn, and what is the time period within which you can light Neiris Chanukah, what is the time frame of Neiris Chanukah? The time frame of Neiris Chanukah is until the final people leave the marketplace. That is the definition of the time frame. Says the Ritva, along came the Goinim, and they said that in the society that they lived in, this was a half an hour. Because that's what the nag was. The nag was that the last people packed up from the marketplace be'erech a half an hour after Shkia. However, says the Ritva, if you are in a society where the last people leave the marketplace 2 hours after Shkia, then the Anshetich L'Rega Menashuk will be 2 hours after Shkia. In other words, the definitive shear is Tich L'Rega Menashuk. The half an hour is not definitive. The half an hour happened to have been the Metzias at that point in time in the places where they were. But if you're in a place where the Tich L'Rega Menashuk is at a later point in time, then your shear is longer. That is the Shita of the Ritva. The Ritva says, "B'makim sha'ashir da'ad shetich le'regel min ashuk hu yosem in chatzi shah, tzarech liten yosem shemen kedei she'id like ad shetich le'regel min ashuk ba'osem makim." Why? Says the Ritva, because the Gemara doesn't say half an hour anywhere. That's not the lashon of Gemara. The lashon of Gemara is tich le'regel min ashuk. The half an hour is something which came along in later generations because that was the Metzias. Says the Briskarov, that's what the Rambam is trying to say here. The Rambam says, what is the Zman Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? Says the Rambam, it's Chatzi Shor in those places, which are Noeg Chatzi Shor. But what happens if you're in a place which is more than Chatzi Shor, then your Tichle Rebbe Menashuk will be more than Chatzi Shor. That's what the Rambam says, Ayyesa. So the Biskur of Ayyesa is referring to those places where the Tichle Rebbe Menashuk is more than the half an hour. That's the way that Reb Chaim Aaron brings it down. If you look in Reb David is Menasech it, or whoever the guy who wrote it is Menasech it slightly differently, but he doesn't bring the Ritva. Reb Chaim Aaron does bring the Ritva. Hamaran brings the Ritva, in other words, he himself brings the Ritva, not the Briskarov brought the Ritva, he brings the Ritva, he says that's how the Briskarov touched the Orion into the Rambam. In other words, according to the Briskarov, in those places in the world where Tich L'Rega Menashuk is Chatzi Shor, then Yeshir is Chatzi Shor. And according to those, and in those places in the world where your Tich L'Rega Menashuk is more than Chatzi Shor, the Rambam paskins that Yeshir is more than Chatzi Shor. In other words, the Rambam comes along and the Rambam says, as a yesod here. Now, according to Briskarov, the Lashon of the Rambam is very, very meduktuk. Why? Because if you're going to understand the Rambam in the way that the Mishnah Berurah understood the Rambam, namely that what the Rambam was trying to say is simply that the Shir is a little bit more than a half an hour, then the Lashon HaRambam should have been Chatzi Shor V'yoysa. In other words, a half an hour and a little bit more. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, K'moish Chatzi Shor O'yoysa. And according to Briskarov, that's very medukta, because it depends where you are. If it's in a place which is K'moish Chatzi Shor, then it's K'moish Chatzi Shor. If you're in a place where it's more, then it's O'yoysa, then it's more. It's two alternatives, says the Briskarov. And that fits better into the Lashon of Rambam than the way the Mishnah Berurah is learning Pshat. There is, however, a Chiddush Din Lahalacha which comes out from side of Mishnah Berurah and side of Briskarov. And that is the following. That if you are in a place, Sai according to the Briskarov, Sai according to the Mishnah Berurah, and I found that the Aruch HaShulchan paskens this Lemaisa as a Diak Taka from the Rambam. The Aruch HaShulchan brings this Rambam and his Medayak Taka from the Rambam Halacha Lemaisa, that if a person gets home late and he gets home after Shkia, according to the Rambam, the amount of oil that he would have to put into his menorah would only be the amount that's needed at Shetich L'Rega Menashuk. So if he comes home quarter of an hour after Shkia and he is in a place where Tifla Regel Min Ashuk is a half an hour after Shkia, then the amount of oil that you have to put in is only a quarter of an hour's worth of oil. He doesn't have to put more in. Because that is the shear in that place. According to the Mishnah Berurah, that's the shear everywhere. And according to Lefi the Rambam, and according to the Brisker Rav, that's the shear, according to the Rambam, in that particular place. However, there is a slight problem with the way in which the Brisker Rav is learning Pshat in the Rambam. And because the Brisker Rav at the end of the day said the following, that when the Rambam says, Madlik Vahelech Ad Shetichlo Regel Min Ashuk, and then the Rambam asks, Kama Huzman Zeh, and says, Kamoi Chatzi Shoh Oy Yoisa, so the Oy Yoisa is because that was the Minhag HaMokum. That's how the Brisker Rav learned Pshat. So why does the Rambam only say Oy Yoisa? What would happen in a hechatimsa where you're in a place where the tichle regel min ashuk is less than half an hour? And don't tell me it's not relevant. It's very relevant. It happened. It happened here, 1973. I happen to know because of the year I got married. And I got married Hanukkah 1973, and it was a huge problem. The problem was, it was just after the Yom Kippur War, and they still had a blackout here. And they still had an oitzah here. You weren't allowed out on the streets. And you weren't allowed out onto the street 10 minutes after Shkia. That was the timing. 10 minutes after Shkia, by law, nobody was allowed on the streets. And it was stuck in nobody on the streets. I guess you got arrested if you were on the street. So where's the Tichle Regel Min Ashuk there? There's the Tichle Regel Min Ashuk is 10 minutes after Shkia, because that's what we say. We say, the Ritva says, it depends on where you are. So, if we're going to learn Pshat in the Rambam, the way the Brisker Rav learned Pshat in the Rambam, the Oy Yoiser is talking about the places where the Tichle Regel Min Ashuk is more than half an hour. Why didn't the Rambam mention the places where the Tichle Regel Min Ashuk is less than half an hour? He should have said, Kamei Chatzi Shoh Oy Pochis Oy Yoiser. Why did he ignore completely the Pochis? Ella, why did he say? Because it's not so relevant. In other words, it's not so common that such a situation should occur. However, the Rambam, where did he get this half an hour from? The Rambam got this half an hour from the Rif. In other words, the Rif is the first one who says the half an hour. The Rif says approximately a half an hour, right? So the Rambam got it from the Rif. If you're going to say that the whole thing depends on where you are, why does the Rambam Bichal bring the union of Chatzi Shoh? There was a Philip Brisker Rav, why did the Rambam mention Chatzi Shoh? The Rambam should have said it very simple. Kama Shir Zmanze. What's the Shir Zmanze? I don't know how you say this in Lashon HaKodesh in the period of time of the Rambam, but something to the effect, but it depends on the practicality of the place that you are. That's what the Rambam should have said. In other words, why is the Rambam Bichlal bringing in the Chatzi Shoh? The Chatzi Shoh is irrelevant according to the Rambam. And in Taki, if you look in the Ritva, in Shabbos, the Ritva doesn't mention Chatzi Shoh. It doesn't Bichlal bring up the union of Chatzi Shoh, because Chatzi Shoh is totally irrelevant. In addition, where did the Rif say the Chatzi Shoh? The Rif said the Chatzi Shoh in the specifics of the Talmudai. In other words, the Chatzi Shoh came from the fact that the Rif learned Pshat that the Talmudai stayed a half an hour, approximately. But if you're going to say, according to the way the Brisker Rav learned Pshat in the Rambam, that the Talmudai isn't a Shir, all the Talmudai is that the Talmudai tells you that the Shir is Tichle Regel Min Ashuk, then again the Chatzi Shoh is not relevant at all. So why, according to the Brisker Rav, do we bring in the Chatzi Shoh? So I want to suggest a different pshat in the Rambam and say something else. The Rambam put this Oy Yoiser in because he had a reason. The Rambam paskins in this halacha here, in halacha hey here, the Rambam paskens the following, the continuation of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Nishara de lekes, acha shekoso regel minashuk. You lit your Hanukkah lights, and they burned beautifully for the amount of time that people are wandering around the streets. Now, there's absolutely nobody around, but your Hanukkah lights are still burning beautifully. Im rotze lechabosa o yasalka, if you want to put them out, or you want to take them away, Isa, you're allowed to do it. In other words, the Rambam paskens that the Issa of putting out Hanukkah lights or removing Hanukkah lights is only kol zman, it's the Shas HaMitzvah. After the Shas HaMitzvah, there's no point. And the Magid Mishnah adds on and says, Hu Adin, says the Magid Mishnah, if you want to be nene from the Neiris Hanukkah, according to the Rambam, you can also be nene after Titla Rego Min Ashuk. So the Rambam is of the opinion that once Titla Rego Min Ashuk, you can be nene, you can put them out, you can remove them, you can do what you like, because the mitzvah is only for the period of time between the Shkia until Tichle Regel Min HaShuk. That's Halacha Hay. In the immediate Halacha which follows it, which is Halacha Vov, the Rambam writes the following. Kol Hashmanim B'chol HaPsiris K'sheiris L'Neir Chanukah. You can use any type of oil, and you can use any type of wick on Chanukah. This is based on a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. V'af al pi she'ein hashmeinim nimshochim acha hapsila. And even though these oils don't burn very nicely, and therefore the wick doesn't draw the oil properly, v'ein ha'oil nitlis yotha ba'isim hapsilais. And even though the wicks don't burn very clearly, nevertheless, you can use any type of oil. Of course, there's a mile in using Shem Azayis, but you can use Lalocha any type of oil that you want. That is not the case on Leil Shabbos. On Leil Shabbos, you can only use certain types of oil and certain types of wicks. It's a Mishnah, right? Some of us, in fact, say the Mishnah on Friday night, and some of us say the Mishnah and realize what we're saying. Bamem Madlikin. What are you allowed to light with? Now, why is it that on Shabbos you're only allowed to use certain types of oils and certain types of wicks? Because on Shabbos you have a major problem. If your wick and your oil is not going to burn properly, what are you liable to do? Play around with it. And if you play around with it, you can be over on Nisa of Hadlaka on Shabbos. Therefore on Shabbos there's a halacha that you have to use very specific types of oils and very specific types of wicks. On Chanukah, you can use any wick and any oil that you want. Says the Rambam, what happens Shabbos Chanukah? Mitzad Chanukah, you can use any type of oil or wick that you want. Mitzad Shabbos, therefore you can only use something which burns nicely in order you shouldn't come to a problem of Shemayata. Says the Rambam, V'afilu b'leilei Shabbos shebetoich yimei Chanukah mutar lahadlik hashmeinim v'apsilus she'osu lahadlik b'hem ner Shabbos. On Shabbos Chanukah, you can use the oil that's mutter for Chanukah, and you don't have to worry about the normal oils that you have to use on Shabbos. Why? Because what's the whole problem on a normal Shabbos? That what? That you will come to play around with the oil and the light in order to make sure that it burns properly. On Chanukah, that's not a problem. Nobody's going to be playing around with the oil and with the light. Why? Because seeing there's an Isser to be mishtamish with the oil, you're not allowed to benefit from the oil, you're not allowed to use the oil, so therefore the whole problem of Shemayata isn't going to exist. The Beis Yosef quotes a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Beis Yosef says that there was a Shael who asked the Rashba the following question. The Shael said to the Rashba, the Rif is of the opinion that you are allowed to benefit from and to use the oil of Neir's Chanukah after the Zman is over. In other words, after the Zman HaMitzvah is over, whether it's the Chatzishah, whether it's the Chatzishah Yosef, whether it's Tichlo Rego Menashuk, however you want to learn, after that point in time, it's mutter to be nene from the of the Chanukah lights. If so, ask the Shoyal to the Rashba, in Cain, if so, lomo heitiru bo shmeinim upseiles she'asru chachomim lahadlik ben b'Shabbos. Why is it that on Shabbos Chanukah you can use even oil which won't burn nicely? The whole heter to use the oil that won't burn nicely is why? Because nobody is going to be yater on Shabbos Chanukah. Why? Because the neiris Chanukah also nishtamish b'hem. So the Shoyal to Rashba is not true. La'achas mana mitzvah. You are allowed to be mishtamish b'hem. Therefore he will be matter. So how come that they allowed it? Says the Rashba, you are asking a non-starter. That's what the Rashba said to the Shoyal. He said, your question doesn't start. Why? Says the Rashba, on Shabbos Chanukah, when we say it's mutter to use shemen, which you normally wouldn't be allowed to use on Shabbos, that's only if you're careful to fill your menorah with exactly the amount of oil that it won't burn more than the shear of the mitzvah. But enachanama, if your oil was going to burn more than the shear of the mitzvah, whereby it would be mutter to be mishtamish with the oil, then enachanama, we wouldn't allow you to use the type of shemenim that would bring you to be shemayata. In other words, it's not a blanket statement that you are allowed to use any type of oil on Shabbos Chanukah. You're allowed to use, says the Rashba, the amount of oil which is exactly enough that taka won't burn after the Shir Mitzvah. The Ramah paskens this Tshuvas HaRashba, Halacha LaMaisa. The Ramah in Tofrei Shayin Gimel paskens Halacha LaMaisa that on Shabbos Chanukah you can use Shmeinim that normally you wouldn't be allowed to use on Shabbos, on condition that you don't use more oil than the Shir HaMitzvah and that your lights will go out immediately after the timing of the mitzvah has been completed. Now this kasha that the Shoyal asked on the Rashba is a kasha on the Rambam as well. It's the same kasha on the Rambam. Because the Rambam also paskens, according to the Magen Mishnah, that you're allowed to be mishtamish with the oil after the Zman HaShiur, and the Rambam at the same time paskens that on Shabbos Chanukah you can use any type of oil. But in the Rambam you can't give the Rashba's teretz. Because if the Rambam held that you're only allowed to use the amount of oil, the Shir HaMitzvah, the Rambam should have said it. The Rambam... Rabbi Avraham Gruntz used to say, always, the Rambam is a halacha sefer. The Rambam tells you what to do. The Rambam doesn't leave things for your imagination. Because in a halacha sefer, you can't leave things for a person's imagination. If it's a halacha sefer, it has to tell you what to do. So if the Rambam was of the opinion that on Shabbos, Chanukah, you're allowed to use any type of oil on condition that you don't put more than the amount of oil for the time of the mitzvah, the Rambam should have said so. How come the Rambam didn't say so? So I want to suggest the Rambam does say so. Where does the Rambam say it? The Rambam said it in Halacha beforehand. What did the Rambam say? The Rambam said, "Shetichle regel min hashuk." Said the Rambam, "What is the shear of tichle regel min hashuk?" Says the Rambam, "Kamoi chatzisha o yaisa." Forget about the briskerov. In other words, the Biskrov was assuming the Rambam's going with the Shitta of the Ritva and we're talking about two different types of places. No, we'll go with the Mishnah Berurah. And we'll say the following, that the Shear is a Shear of Chatzisha. That's a Shear. That's the shear that they were kaveya. The shear they were kaveya or chatzi shah. However, there are occasions when your shear has to be more than chatzi shah. Because if you don't make your shear more than chatzi shah, then you're going to be running into a problem. Where is it going to be? Where are you going to have such a hechet timsa? You're going to have such a hechet timsa on Shabbos Chanukah. On Shabbos Chanukah, if you don't say that your shear is more than half an hour, then you're going to have a problem. Says the Rambam, on Shabbos Chanukah, the mitzvah is not only half an hour. In other words, seeing that the chatzi shah doesn't appear anywhere in the Gemara, but the Gemara talks about tikla rego min ashuk, so maybe the Gemara is not giving it a definitive time frame, the Gemara is giving a time frame of tikla rego min ashuk. Says the Rambam, the minimum time frame that we can call tikla rego min ashuk is a half an hour. However, that's not the maximum time frame. There is a maximum time frame for tikla rego min ashuk, and that's even more than half an hour. However, you only use that shear where you're going to have to. Why? Because if you're going to end up in a situation where your half an hour is going to be the shear, and therefore after half an hour you're going to be able to be mishtamish within there, and that's going to cause you a problem, in such a hechatimsa, says the Rambam, then the shear of the mitzvah will be more than a half an hour. Because the Gemara didn't give a definitive shear. Therefore, says the Rambam, on a Friday night, right, where you're going to be running into a problem of Shema Yate, make sure that your shir shemen is yaser. The yaser is going on the Friday night. That's what I wanted to say.